I know what Collingwood can do. They win tonight and they certainly will shore up a top four spot. We know how important that is. And a man who's got the job, of course, in assisting in the midfield is Scotty Burns, a name we know so well here in the West for his long time here at the West Coast Eagles. He's on the boundary thanks to Supergroups. Burns, appreciate your time. No excuse footy, mate. No excuse footy. Perfect weather and both teams come in with a bit of form.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, it's great conditions as it normally is over here. It's actually a bit dewy and a bit slippery, so... With the heat and pressure on early, you'd think there'd probably be a little bit of double taking and a few boys going to ground a bit easy.
Young wits, Scotty's got the big job, obviously, on Aaron Sandlin. He's only played the five games this year, but, it was a competent performer last year for you. Is he the type of player that would sort of relish this challenge? Is he a nervous sort of player? What is his personality?
No, he's not nervous at all. He's pretty calm and composed. He knows now, I guess, look, he's been in the system for a little bit and hasn't played a lot of games, but when his first game was probably 4 years ago now at least. So he's had a bit of a taste for it, a few more pre-seasons, a bit more strength. Look, he's really improved as a ruckman, and going forward, we're really happy to have Brody and Witter there. We think that's going to be a really good combination, but unfortunately, Brody's not planning to help him out tonight, and Witter's looking forward to it, and I think he'll hold up quite well.
Burnsy, welcome to the program. Jacko here, mate. Since round eight, the Magpies have scored high percentage of the inside 50s, ranked number one in the competition. So form's been good. Prior to that, it was Fremantle. What do you put that down to? Obviously, very efficient once you get in there.
Yeah, look, it's hard to tell. Jacko, completely. I know, look, we have been working on that a little bit more at training in the last 6 weeks. So it's pleasing that we've seen the dividends and we're seeing the results game day. But it's certainly been a work in progress. We probably haven't been that great in the last few years in that stat, so it's there was a lot of work over pre-season and just probably fine-tuning a few things in the last 6 weeks.
Burns, you go to the other end of the ground from a defensive point of view. You only use a corridor 16% of the time when you rebound from the back 50. On this big oval, is that a bit of a concern that it could be tiring your guys out a fair bit tonight? You know you're going to get the GPS numbers up. Are you tempted to tell the guys to go direct if you're controlling the play?
Oh, look, if it's on, Jacko, absolutely. We'll be having a crack at it. But, I find most teams are quite defensive now as well. So it's, especially this ground being a little bit skinnier, it is hard to hit that corridor kick. You've got to have the courage to do it. But I guess, yeah, the main thing with us is we don't want to be held up. We don't want to take any risks that we don't need to. But we certainly want to keep the ball moving.
Chatting with Scotty Burns from Collingwood, thanks to Supergroups. Burnsy, do you suggest that the way Fremantle have named their lineup and they've gone with De Boer, and we thought he'd be the sub, but he might have a role? I mean, they've been very strong and not going too negative with no Ryan Crowley there now, of course. Do you think he will pick someone up of yours in your midfield, possibly Pendlebury?
Well, generally the role he's had as lately or the last few years has probably been more that defensive forward. So there's either two things. It's like a Pendlebury type player or maybe a Marley Williams. The interesting thing, what does that throw out with Suba not there? Because he spent a fair bit of time midfield and wing at times. So whether that means like a Barlow's coming up a little bit higher to play more of a midfield role tonight, I'm not sure.
And interesting enough, we've spoken about it now that they don't have that sort of negative midfielder role with Crowley. It's released a fifth midfielder, and that fifth midfielder that's benefited from that has been Lachie Neal. He's not someone that would jump off the page or wasn't, say, a month, 2 months ago, but certainly he would have come into your calculations in preparation for this game.
Oh, absolutely. And look, that's a benefit from being over here for 5 years previously as well. I know Jack would know Sumer was a massive rep for him when he first went down to Frio, and from there I watched him at Swan Districts, and you could see he had a fair bit of talent as a young kid. So once again, if you go through what I spoke about Witter before, he's had a few more pre-seasons. He's a very clean player too, and his vision's fantastic. So even though he's not the biggest midfielder going around, he certainly doesn't get knocked off the ball and wins his own ball. And I've been really impressed with him probably for 12 months now at this level.
And Jack Frost, another talented player, probably get... Pavlich, do you sense that he's the type of player that can actually play on the really big stay-at-home forwards, or is he more adept at playing on the guys that like the lead?
Well, he's done both for us at times. I mean, he's got a bit of that Presti about him where he just gets an arm or gets a fist in with those leading-type players. And obviously, physically, when you look at him, no, he's not a griller, he's not a man mountain, so... you'd say when he lines up against some of the bigger blokes that he's probably playing out of his weight division to an extent, but what he has got is he's got a terrific ability to read the ball in the air quickly, and gets his body in position where he makes it hard for that forward to get the marks. And I'm not sure what the stats are with him 1v1, but I'd say they'd certainly be in his favour.
Burnsy, appreciate your time. Going to be a ripper. Fourth place first. Welcome back belatedly to Western Australia, mate. We miss you, and let's hope it's a big night for the Pies. Thanks for joining us.
Nice. Thanks, boys.